When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello Wanderers. A few announcements before we get into today's episode. We have a huge community growing on Discord, so if you would like to chat with like-minded people about a variety of topics, go check it out. Also, we're doing a listener corner at the end of our episodes to answer some of your questions or replies. If you would like a chance for your replies to be featured at the end of an episode, you can reply through our email at thetravelersguidetothebackroom@gmail.com or through X, formerly known as Twitter. You're also able to reply to our end-of-episode questions on Spotify as well for our Spotify listeners. That's all we have to say here, so without any further delay, let's get into today's episode. Hello everyone, and welcome back to the Traveler's Guide to the Backrooms, where we try to go over and explain the lore of the many levels and entities within. My name is Sharp A3, an MEG AI processing system, and today, we'll be going over a rather fitting tale for the Halloween season. It starts with a statement from our storyteller, Spooky Drop, as they begin their spooky story. Greetings, foolish reader, and welcome to my spooky special segment. I'm Spooky Drop, and I have a story that will ensnare your senses, curdle your candy, and maybe, just maybe no clip you into the back rooms. Now the tale I'm about to share is not for the faint of heart, so beware, and enjoy this ghoulish cabaret. As you can probably tell, we're getting into quite a spooky story, so with that circuit-chilling intro out of the way, let's get into today's tale, a fiendish treat. On a dark Halloween night, not much different from tonight, a freakishly festive event was about to materialize. For on a level deep within the back rooms, the entities were preparing for a night of ghoulish fun. The Smilers were carving surprisingly good pumpkins, while Skin Stealers put on their skeleton suits and Baggers filled their bags with delicious candy. Tonight, within this very level, they would be in for a night of glee. On this night, the entities would be receiving a very unexpected guest. And his name was David. The wanderer in question had now appeared. This candy is tasty, he said, enjoying his sweets, when suddenly he found himself somewhere strange and unknown. Wait. Where am I? I can't still be within level 230, can I? Indeed you aren't, said a voice from somewhere beyond. David looked around the deserted square, looking for the source of such a billowing voice until he felt every hair on his body straighten. He looked back to see a jack-o'-lantern grinning back at him. It was attached to the body of a man complete with a plaid shirt. What are you? David asked. Why, I'm the Pumpkin King, of course, it said with a grin.
Pumpkin King?
Yes. I believe I would be called an entity by your folk. I don't see many by the likes of you.
You can talk? David asked.
I can indeed. And don't be afraid, the head I hold is from a long-dead wanderer. Are there more of you? David asked.
More of me?
No. I do have many friends here though, as you'll soon see. I'll show you to them. Come this way, said the Pumpkin King as it led David with his shuffling gait through a dim, Dutch-looking town complete with many decorations, including those jack-o'-lanterns. Friends, let the party begin, proclaimed the king. Out of the many buildings came entities of every shape and size. Ghost Smilers, Skin Stealer skeletons, and Frankenstein baggers paraded out in a show of spirit, all armed with treat bags ready for the festivities. This is what we call trick-or-treating, I'm sure you know of this, the king said. David nodded. I'll be around here if you should require anything. Oh, and don't tease the others. They can be a bit peckish. The king then retrieved a bag and handed it to him. David then walked away, but as he did so, the Pumpkin King said quite oddly, I'll be waiting for the final treat. Back on the street, David walked down the cobbled road, stopping at a festively decorated door. He paused momentarily before knocking. After gathering the courage, immediately after knocking, a Skin Stealer opened the door. At first, he recoiled after remembering a nasty encounter some time back, but strangely in this level,
entities act almost friendly. David said, "Trick or treat?" The skin stealer grabbed a handful of candy from a bin inside and put it in David's outstretched bag. "Thanks." The skin stealer nodded as David continued down the road. As he's walking, he looks at one of the candy wrappers. It is transparent and holds pastel-colored candy corn. The package reads, "B&B Skinny Canes," a brand of candy he didn't recognize. Shrugging, he continues down the cobbles to another home. He knocks on a rich purple door, and who opens it but a bagger? "Trick or treat," shucked David. "Here ye are," said the bagger, depositing candy known as Brazen Bagger's Boggles into his bag. "Made them myself, I did. Though some mayn't be good for the types of you."
"What do you mean?"
asked David. "Never you mind, never you mind. Happy Halloween," and with that, the door closed promptly in David's face. "Brazen Bagger's Boggles? Try these later." Getting tired of walking in the same direction, David turned right at the intersection onto a road with a yellow sign with a ghoul on it reading "Treat Street" perched precariously on the corner. He went to two more doors getting two more types of candy. A peanut brittle type called King Candy Cocoa and a man type called Smiler Surprise. After this, he decided to find somewhere to enjoy some of his candy. He continued walking until he found a dark bench in a park. He sat down and began to inspect some of his loot. Then he heard a sound coming from beyond the weeping trees. An assortment of skin stealers, baggers, and smilers emerged and began to dance to something that sounded rather like the Monster Mash. Shrugging, David reaches into his bag of candy and grabs a random packet of candy. It proved to be B&B Skinny Canes. He opens it and pops some into his mouth. "Hey! It's just candy corn. Something he wasn't a fan of." Next, he decides to try the Smiler Surprise. It tasted like the best chocolate he'd ever had. So much for the bagger's warning, he thought. Feeling bold, he started eating both the Brazen Bagger's Boggles and the Lemon Candy Bursts. Together they left a delicious creamy lemon taste in his mouth. At first, he felt nothing, then a sense of confusion began. As a few minutes pass, the feeling intensifies until he can barely remember where he was. His vision began to swim, so he rested his head in his hands. Then he hears the strange sailor-like accent of a bagger say, "Ye okay, lad? You look a bit tired." David groans as that was all he could do. "Here, try these mints, they'll perk you up just fine." The bagger hands David a packet of Dark Drake's Deathly Delights. David pops them in his mouth. His vision slowly came back to him, though, that was until it began fading once more. Much further than before. "Looks like ye got the wrong licorice. Lads, he's blacking out here," said the bagger. As David began to fade away, the last words he heard came from the Pumpkin King, almost taunting in a way. "Looks like we've gotten ourselves another one. It'll be a merry Halloween indeed." So, that was the tale, A Fiendish Treat. What do you all think about today's tale? Sadly, David clearly didn't see the red flags, most importantly trusting an entity without any further knowledge of it. Quite a cautionary tale indeed. As always, if you have any questions, suggestions, or just want to say hi, feel free to join our Discord server or email us. Both will be in the show notes. That's going to be all for today's episode, so thanks for listening and we hope to see you all again soon. Until next time, have a wonderful day, be safe out there, and have a happy Halloween. I would like to say a very special thank you to our patrons over at Patreon. Starting with the Wanderers at the $1 level, we have Blur Green, Evie Jeebies, Brandon Briars, Coconut Cluster, Shelby Girl Gaming, My Friends Call Me PK, Sushi Penguini, Anakin Bumgardner, and Ridiculous. Next are our Senior Explorers at the $8 level, Spooky Tooth, X the Warrior, Rachel, Manicord, Brandon Berry, Undead, Stephen Conger, and Cast the Cast Iron Crow. Thank you all for going that extra step to support us and what we do. It's greatly appreciated. Though our Patreon is closed at the moment, if you would also like to get your name shouted out at the end of the episode, access exclusive Patreon content, and more when we start it back up, consider becoming a patron on our Patreon. Thanks again for listening, and have a wonderful day.